Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
Welcome back. Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Greg Morad is our guest, folks. Greg is the VP of National Right to Work Committee. Greg, give us that website again, please.
www.nrtwc.org.
Tell us what you guys do.
Well, we are in the business of passing state right to work laws and trying to pass a national right to work law to guarantee that folks cannot be forced
to... A national right to work law. I like the sound of that.
Well, unfortunately, I think we're still a few years away from it. It takes 60 votes to do anything serious in the United States.
But now, wait a minute.
We've got some work to do to get there. But
if the election goes a certain way, this time that could happen in the next 4 years, next 2 years, maybe.
Well, we need 60, and we're well a good ways from there. Maybe next 4 years.
I guess I'm dreaming here. Okay, so talk to us about what you're doing. What are you doing? You know, brick by brick. To accomplish more right-to-work states?
Sure. We are active at any given time in 6 or 7 states, aggressively trying to push for a state right.
Which one's your closest one? Which is the next likely one to pick off?
Well, we came real close in New Hampshire last cycle. We almost overrode a governor's veto to pass it. So I think New Hampshire is probably very close if the gubernatorial election produces a pro-right-to-work governor next year.
Yeah.
We're also close in Montana. We're also close. We've had a lot of interest in Missouri. We've got a lot of folks, believe it or not, in Michigan that are interested in a right-to-work law.
Wow.
That's why the unions have actually tried to put an anti-right-to-work constitutional amendment on the ballot
kidding.
In Michigan because they're so afraid that we might pass
it. Talk about the poster child for unionism, that state.
It's also a poster child for what militant unionism does to the economy of
exactly.
the state because
exactly.
the place is a wasteland now.
Right.
At least the union heart of the state has become a wasteland.
Especially Detroit, bulldozing
parts of Flint now.
Especially the Detroit area, with and not only the private sector, but the public sector.
Indeed. I mean, and you can buy palaces there for next to no money, and huge whole neighborhoods are just empty. They're bulldozing them to shrink the footprint of the city to save on costs of public services.
Right. So Michigan, what else? What's next?
Missouri has had folks with a lot of interest down there. We're also active in Kentucky. We're looking at programs in Maine and Alaska and Wisconsin. So there's a
I'm
number
I'm surprised
of states
Montana
there.
And Kentucky are not right-to-work states.
A lot of mining union
yeah.
history in those states
yeah.
that have been the core of the resistance.
What's
there.
The process to get it done?
Well, we typically try to force roll call votes to force all these politicians who want to say that they're pro-freedom to vote for or against a right-to-work bill. And usually the first couple times, a bunch of them show their true colors and vote against it, and they kill it. And then we go to the voters, and we say, look, this guy is pro-right-to-work, and that guy is not pro-right-to-work, and we'd like you to contact both of these guys and tell them that you're pro-right-to-work, and you think they ought to be as well, and you're not happy with the...
Are you partnering with the small business organizations, the Chambers of Commerce?
Chambers of Commerce and the Associated Builders and Contractors and some of the other pro-freedom small business associations are often working with us, and we're working with them.
Are you working with folks like the NFIB, Small Business Survival Committee, Committee?
In some states, NFIB is real engaged in our fight, and in other states, they're less so, and that's a state-by-state issue. But where we can, we love to work with those guys.
Well, I encourage you to find a way, and Chambers of Commerce are good examples.
Absolutely.
I really encourage you to support the local chambers. My audience knows how out of control I am with the supporting chambers. Mm-hmm. And those guys, you know, their fealty is to the employer, the business owner, the small business
right.
owner primarily. And so I really encourage you to focus on those guys. What else would you like to tell tell us about right to work? If somebody's on the edge and I could have been on the edge. I could have been with my mother and dad both in unions. I could have been on the edge. I could have been, somebody you'd have to convince. How would you convince somebody like that?
Sure. Well, again, we're not anti-union. You know, a lot of our supporters are union members. They just believe in freedom, and they believe that that you can't have a right to association without the without an equal right to not associate.
Right.
And that's just a basic fundamental of law and philosophy.
And
that's
got
all
the,
we want is for people to be free to make a choice.
And you've got the evidence behind you. You got the evidence behind you of success states have had with right to work.
Exactly. So it's an economic engine. It's a jobs engine. And, frankly, it gets you better unions.
It does not preclude
unions. The guys at the rank and file know when the guys at the top are corrupt and abusive.
Right.
And
right.
When those guys at the rank and file have the ability to say, this stinks, I'm leaving, the guys at the top are a lot less likely to be that way.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
I've enjoyed our visit. Good luck out there. Keep up the good fight and keep us posted on your progress.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. See you next time. Greg Morad, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is with the National Right to Work Committee, a great organization here in America. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.